Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode. These past couple of weeks have been very intense, not only energetically, but physically in my life and in so many other people's lives. I have the honor of meeting so many people each and every week and tune into the collective energies, and it's been messy. But now we have entered a new astrological year. I feel slowly more and more inspired to do things, and this episode I've been wanting to do for basically since the last episode, but I have not had the space to pour my energy into my podcast or my social medias actually at all. I've been handling life outside of online social media and all of that. I've been handling real life, so to say. But right now I'm doing amazing in so many ways, and it is actually because I've been using the things that I'm going to talk about today, the things that I talked about in my last episode as well. So before you listen to today's episode, I really think that you should go back to the episode number 14 that I just posted before this, because they go hand in hand. And this will be a little mini series on nervous system regulation. And these things that I'm talking about are almost like a step-to-step guide in all processes, no matter how far down the self-development road you are, how many years you've been doing this. As I said also in the last episode, it really doesn't matter because it always comes back to this. And these are the things that I've been working with for the last couple of weeks in order to have major breakthroughs and create safety within myself to have those breakthroughs mentally, emotionally, spiritually, which has been an amazing ride, really. So this is going to be a little mini series on nervous system regulating tools. I'm going to talk about probably the two most known today, but I'm probably going to give you a different perspective on them. Hopefully I'll give you a different perspective on them. And then I'll go into more uncommon tools that I love. And hopefully you'll find some favorites among these nervous system regulating tools. I have mine, and I also have different ones in different processes for different feelings, for different emotions. And I think that the bigger the toolbox, the easier life gets. And that's what I've been working with and on for so many years now, to create a toolbox and to share that toolbox for people to help themselves. So I'm here to help you help yourself find your way home in your own way. And if what I say resonates, great. If it doesn't, you'll find another way or another guide or another download from someone else. And that's the beauty of this universe. So the tools that I'm going to talk about today are breathing and meditation. And I really don't like the word meditation, actually, because it's become so quote-unquote popular and misunderstood and serious. And I don't like the seriousness around meditation at all, actually, because it puts even more pressure. Like, as I talked about in the last episode, we need to remove things, and especially we need to remove pressure from ourselves and our living and the prestige, because you can put prestige around breathing and meditation. I have put prestige into meditation and breathing. because we live, or many of us come from a prestige society, prestige family, prestige mindset, and you can put prestige into these like spiritual or self-development matters as well, thinking that you have to heal, you have to do these type of things, you don't have to do shit. But these are great tools to use when you cannot handle life in the way that you want to handle life. And so therefore, I like to call meditation like conscious awareness, conscious presence, because meditation can be done in so many ways. You don't have to sit like in a lotus position for hours just to call it meditation. Meditation, the simple description for meditation is just basically calling your mind back to your body over and over and over again. That's the practice. The practice is pulling yourself back to the present moment, to your body over and over again. And that's the practice. And that practice can be done in so many different ways. And some people like to focus on different parts of their body, sensations in their body. Some people like to notice things outside of themselves. It can be sounds, it can be what you see, it can be what you feel. So you add sensations and become aware of your own senses in a way. That's a beautiful, beautiful practice that a lot of people use, that you can also use when you're out walking or on the subway or on the bus. You can just start to notice blue hat, yellow jacket, white shoes. And just that is meditation. It is taking yourself back to the present moment. Or just start to become aware of sounds or things that you can feel towards your skin. And this is all meditation. Yes, there is this traditional way of meditating, which I do almost every day, or no, not almost, every day, twice a day, I would say right now, and have been doing for years, because it's just a beautiful ritual of mine. But just to sit down with myself for 5 minutes and just see where I am and just settle down there, that's the more traditional way of meditating, but it doesn't work for everyone. And that's really why I want to have this mini series on nervous system regulation, because meditation is also a very masculine way of addressing nervous system regulation. This like sitting down still in a cave and just meditating for hours. And this is not, especially I would say, not for the feminine. It's not always working. It's not always comfortable, especially in different parts of the cycle. I would not recommend like sitting meditation for everyone, for anyone, because we need also to like break things up and change things up. But conscious presence, conscious awareness, meditation, mindfulness, whatever you want to call it, is something that you can do everywhere, anytime. You can do it as you're around people, and you can do it by yourself. And that's why I really want to talk about it and mention it from this other perspective of making it easier and less prestige-y. because it's not about how long you can sit in meditation. It's just pulling your mind, yourself back home, back to your body, back to your heart, back to your light. That's it. And that's also one of the things that the breathing helps with. And I know, once again, breathing is not a favorite for everyone. And it can be, once again, as with meditation, done in so many different ways. And also be done everywhere, both as you're among other people, as when you're with yourself. And that's why I love the breathing techniques as well. And here there are no rights or wrongs. Once again, it's just pulling yourself back to the breathing, to your body, to the sensations of breathing and around breathing. But one way that I really want, or like one way of breathing that I really want to share, it's called 4-7-8 breathing. I've been using this since 2018, 2017, when I started my journey. This was like the first tool that I started with. And I still have like silent alarms on my phone daily for like, I think it's like 4 or 5 times a day. I have silent alarms reminding me of this 4-7-8. Because the more that I regulate my nervous system on a daily basis, continuously, the better I will feel. And the more regulated my nervous system will be. And it will make life so much easier for me, especially when something challenging happens. So with breathing, I can work like preventative. I can work with my nervous system and calm it down to be able to handle the things that I might be faced with throughout the day. I hope that makes sense. And my clients know all about this. The companies that I've had different lectures and workshops with know all about this, because I've been preaching about this for years and years and years. But the 4-7-8 breathing is, first of all, not something that I would ever recommend, especially if you're having like a panic attack or anything. Always go back to like box breathing. But when you're fairly calm, you can try this way of breathing. It can feel a little bit uncomfortable at first. Some people can have the feeling that like it's almost like they're almost not getting enough air. And that is mostly because usually people breathe only like around their chest, around their collarbones. They don't breathe all the way down to their bellies. So therefore, they do not get enough oxygen into their system. And this type of breathing becomes very forced and very uncomfortable. So it's first and foremost important when you start practicing this that you can relax all the way down to your belly and start to guide your breath further down into your body. But we inhale for 4 seconds, and then we hold that breath for 7 seconds, and then we exhale for 8. And you don't have to do it more than 3 or 4 times until it has an effect on your nervous system and lowering your cortisol levels, which is amazing. Because what I recommend to a lot of my clients is like, every time that you go to the bathroom, you do this. Every time you sit down on a bus or in your car or whatever, you can do this. You can do this everywhere. But one thing that's a little bit difficult is when you're walking, I would say. I wouldn't recommend that. But this has an amazing, incredible shown effect on our nervous system to lower our cortisol levels. So this is a preventative way of working with the nervous system. So I hope these two tools can be of help, of assistance in your life. Once again, start by removing things to create a stable nervous system without a lot of caffeine and sugar and stress from different sources and different type of consumption. But then we add nervous system regulating tools in order to handle life better, in order to calm our nervous system down even further, and especially to work with when we get stressed, when we have difficulties handling feelings, emotions, things that are happening around us. So stay tuned for more tools to your toolbox, hopefully, around nervous system regulation. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day.